Asked me about taking out the garbage on Shabbos. Let's go through the sugya of the garbage on Shabbos. It's under the category of graf shari. Graf shari is something Gemara discusses as something disgusting that smells bad, and therefore one has a heter to move them. Why are you allowed to move that which is graf shari, that which is, I don't know, excrement or vomit or something that smells bad? What's a heter to move such a thing on Shabbos? So the Gemara on Shabbos daf kuf chaf alpha has two different girsels. Some Rishonim hold the heter of moving such an item is because of kavod habrios. Others have the girsa because since it's edible for behemoths, and therefore it's not so muksa. We assume the heter is based on kavod habrios, that objectively these items, that which is graf shari, is objectively muksa. It's like a rock; it has no purpose for it. But because of the situation of kavod habrios, you have a heter to actually move it. So that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Shin Ches Siv Lamadal the Chaber writes that kol davar matunaf, that which is disgusting, could go in re'i, v'ki, v'tzoa, different types of excrement, vomit, whatnot, bein shel adam, bein shel tarnagolim, v'chayotz bem, wherever the source is, wherever it's from, emayah b'chatzer sheyoshim ba muter lahotziyim la'ashba. If it's found in a courtyard where people are hanging out, where it's going to share from their Shabbos for the covered abrios, o lebeis ha'kisei v'afiyo b'lo kli, then the heter, you're allowed to move it. However, if it's in a place where no one's hanging out, in a backyard, back then the backyards weren't really used so much. No one hangs out in the backyard or the back of the buildings, where it's not really affecting anyone's Shabbos, no issue of kavod habrios, then the issue is usur, the whole team, a person is not allowed to move it. So the Magen Avraham points out, let's say you have a garbage that's completely full. So the Magen Avraham points out that you're allowed to move it for two reasons. Number one reason, he says, because kavod habrios, it's overflowing the garbage. Number two is there are those who have the girsa that because the graf shari is really chazi leklavim, so it may not be fully muksa. So there's two different reasons why he says one's allowed to move if a garbage is completely full. What is considered graf shari? So the Gemara already mentions excrement and vomit, but the post can point out it doesn't have to be that extreme even. Even something such as a hammer or nail, if it's left on the Shabbos table and it's going to take away from your Shabbos, if let's say during the week you're very machpe that there are no hammers or nails shells from nuts or peels, if you're machpe during the week that it shouldn't be there, that means it's mafriya, that means it bothers you, it's therefore considered davar mos, and you can move that on Shabbos because graf shari. But during the week, you have no problem if the hammers or nails are there. But Shabbos, you're more makbid. That doesn't seem to be a heter. But it doesn't have to be actually the extreme of graf shari. Anything that really takes away from your Shabbos in a very, very serious way. So that's the definition of graf shari. And now what happens in the situation? Your garbage now is full. Your garbage is full, and you have those drawers that go in and out. So it's not any graf shari. You don't smell anything. If it smells, so then it's a problem. But if it doesn't smell, what's a heter to take out garbage? That's number one. Number two, even if it does smell, it's only true if people are hanging out there. So it might depend on what type of kitchen you have. If it's a smaller kitchen where you're not really eating or hanging out there, then the chut sheni, right? So you're not allowed to move it. You can't. It has to be where you're hanging out there. So if you, let's say, have a kitchen table, or in our house, we have like a little island, we sit around at breakfast, so that's going to take away where we hang out. But let's say you just prepare food very quickly in and out, and even if it smells, there may not be a heter. If it does smell and you hang out there, you'd be allowed to. So many people have these kitchen with the drawers of the garbage. It doesn't smell bad. It's completely full. Am I allowed to take out that garbage in order to make more room to fill more garbage in? You would think, yes, very, very simple. It should be allowed. But the Orchel Shabbos writes, Rabbi Reuben says, it's not so simple that you're allowed to empty out a full garbage to add in an empty garbage. Why not? So he says as follows. This is in Perek Yud Tes in Orcha Shabbos, Os Shin Mem Zayin. He says, if you have a garbage that's completely full, ve'ein lo makom laniach psolas nosefes, you have no other space for extra garbage, ein heter lerok no la'ashba, you have no heter to take out the garbage, he writes. What should you do? Yaniach es psolas besakios amatimos la'anachos ashba. Take a garbage bag and just fill it up another garbage bag. Take an empty one from wherever you keep them and put garbage in that garbage bag. And then when that fills up in your kitchen, if it bothers you, throw that one out. There's no heter to pull out the drawer and empty that garbage bag. Now, most people here probably don't do that. Is there any heter to actually empty the garbage bag from the drawer to make more room? Again, if it smells, you're certainly allowed to. If it doesn't smell, and usually it doesn't when it's closed in there, is there such a heter? So Orcha Shabbos refers to something he wrote earlier, an earlier oath, an oath Shin Lamed Zayin, I think this is. Let's find it quickly. Hold on a second. He talks about a situation of, are you allowed to use a can you move a muksa item for the benefit of a davar mos, for graf shari? Let me explain. The heter of moving graf shari is to move the actual excrement, the actual graf shari. But could you move another muksa item to avoid a graf shari? Is that a heter? So in this case, the garbage that's in the drawer is not graf shari, it's muksa. Can I move this muksa to open up a space to avoid Graf Shari from being created? That's the question, he says. Again, I'll read you the language. Le'inin tiltul davar muksa, amanas l'chasus bo davar mos. Can I move muksa in order to bury, to hide the Graf Shari, the leftover stuff on my table? Is there such a heter? And he doesn't tell you on top. He says, you know what? Look at the footnote down below, which means it's not so clear cut. So what does the footnote say in the bottom? He says, look at Har Tzvi or Chaim Sof Simen Kuf Tzadivav, Shenestapik. He's not sure if the heter of Graf Shari'i is only of the actual Graf Shari'i, or you could even use a move a muks item to prevent other Graf Shari'i. That's his suffix. And he quotes from Shmir Shabbos, who quotes such a suffix from Shlomo Zalman as well. And then at the end, he quotes the Shmir Shabbos, points out from the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, is mashma that's mutter to move a muksa item for the tzarach of Graf Shari. So while Orcha Shabbos does not pass in this way, he does have in the footnote that you can move the muksa in the garbage to throw it out to make more space for the Graf Shari going in. But he seems to say, not seem, he does say, l'chachila one should try to avoid that. That doesn't seem to be the minug here in America. Either it's an incorrect minug, or relying on this heter found by the Shvus Yaakov, not sure, but one last point here. Now, moving the actual garbage is a problem, muksa. Let's say I have garbage. I'm pulling the drawer out to throw garbage in. But pulling the drawer, that means I'm moving muksa, but I'm opening the garbage. How is that allowed? So there are a couple explanations, but the heter that's suggested by the poskim is to do as follows. I know those who have their own house could do this. Those who are children in their parents' house, you could still do this. They won't have to know what you're doing this. But underneath it, underneath the garbage bin, you could put a few extra garbage bags, if you want. Clean garbage bags, which are not muksa. And then when you open up the garbage, it's no longer basas ledavar aser, to basas ledavar aser, and ledavar mutter, and that's allowed. That's the way to avoid any issues of opening up. Now, there's another concern as well. Let's say my garbage is full, the garbage bag that I put on Erev Shabbos is full of muksa items only. No, usually they're only muksa. When I put it in the garbage, it's probably muksa. So now Erev Shabbos comes. So now I dealt with the drawer, because I have the extra bags in the drawer. The drawer is not a buses. But the bag itself that's holding the garbage from before Shabbos only has muksa in it. So how can I move that? That's now a buses also. So the heter that many poskim do, it's, you have to remember this, get into the routine of this, right before Shabbos, they drop in a plastic bottle, empty plastic bottle, or something that's mutter, non-muksa, drop it in the garbages. This way, that bag is no longer basal davar aser only, but it's a basal davar aser and the davar mutter. Therefore, the drawer is not a basis, nor is the garbage bag. And this way, you avoid all the issues.